Now, all right, it's pre-show time, and that means all kinds of stuff here. What's today, Wednesday? So today is a classic podcast day. Bud, you get that?
Yeah, I've got that going.
Okay. So let me see here. I'm going to, one of the things I want to do, and by the way, today we did a whole thing in the studio with Alex. He says, you know, he can hear, and I can hear, all kinds of what are called artifacts, you know, in the audio engineering world, and those are little imperfections in the sound. The TriCaster is directly under the broadcast, console here, and so in a lot of ways, the room is noisier than most rooms. Podcast rooms are noisy anyway. I don't think I need to remind you at this particular stage of the game. So listen to this. You can almost hear a little kind of a little bit of the gating there, kind of. Anyway, so what we're going to do there is going to do that. I'm going to do that. Now I go, okay, keep that off of there. Test, 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 test. Really can't hear too much of a difference. But as you have noted in recent days, the most popular podcast, I think, now, or one of the top podcasts in America, Mark Maron's podcast, is done in his garage, or it's done in a building there on the property. And it's very funny to walk in there, because when I've been in there twice, and I swear to God, I was saying to Alex, I said, look, you know, we can worry about the audio, but I've been in Mark's studio, and there is nothing. I mean, in terms of soundproofing, there's nothing, man. There's pictures on the walls, and there's all kinds of shit going on, but there's no, there's no soundproofing. There's no, I don't know. I don't know that the room is particularly quiet. I mean, I don't really listen for that shit, you know, not when I'm on somebody else's show. I do know that he is using a software that's pretty simple, you know, and that he's just punch, punch, you know, bang, bang. It's uploaded. It's gone. It's done, you know. And I think somebody else probably does a lot of the post-production on that. I'm so fucking hands-on that, you know, I would rather just fuck it up myself. Well, I'm not saying anything about Mark's, you know. I'm so hands-on that I'd like to, you know, finish the job myself and fuck it up. But I have never been anybody who understands, nor am I particularly adept at processing sound. I've had to learn the hard way, you know.
Test, 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 test. So when I do this, testing 1, 2, test. So we got a little bit of, I got a little bit of EQ on this thing right now. Let's see, I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. So you don't hear any difference there. Testing, testing. But I did
have to, I really pushed the gate up on the phone, because I don't want that phone, as you guys have heard me, billy aching and belly aching. Billy aching is when you, when you had a chance to billy ache, when President Clinton, anyway, that's what Hillary calls nagging, billy aching. So actually that's what Bill Clinton calls nagging, billy aching. I don't know.
Anyway, thank you, Phil, for that entirely uncalled for observation. All right, so we have that. Then we go over here to, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Test, 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 test. For instance, today we're going to do.
Well, Phil, Steve's here right now.
Yeah, Mr. Barry, I'll tell you everything about it, you know.
Well, I was, what I would like you people to do is just get out of your cars right now.
Because we're going to bring that cop back. So I do a little bit on the phone. I do a little bit here on this here sound effects machine number 2, and that's it. And I took everything off of that. That's called machine 1. I noticed we had all kinds of fucking gating going on there. There's no way. We'll not have that. We won't do it. All right. So what we're gonna do today, and here's the thing that is kind of tough, but maybe I'll just go back and I want to get some sound effects for today. What I want is a sound effect. The first thing I want is a sound effect of a car racing, interior of car speeding. Okay. And I think what I'm going to do today is just go ahead and do a little bit of clipping here on the pre-show because I need to use this Audacity. Oh, interior of car speeding sound effect. Yeah, that's what I want. Car sounds. Here we have. Let's see what we got.
Pond 5. Pond5.com.
That ain't going to be good. I want it.
Pond5.com. Pond5.com.
So that basically is saying these are not free. All right, that's fine. I'm looking for just free down, free, here it's free sound effects. Speeding with the interior of a car racing away. All right, well, we got a slow fucking machine tonight. Goddamn, Jerry Glanville. Looking kind of,
look a little old there, Jerry.
All right, here we go. What the fuck? Driving sounds. What? Metal. Traffic jam, traffic, car driving. This is probably... No, bullshit. Out of control. That would be a riot. Bobby's trying to get away from a cop, because we're going to have Bobby getting away from...
Hold on. Hold on to your hat, Steve. Mama's going to put this thing. I'm going to have to go into race car mode.
No, that's not going to be good, man. That ain't working. Oh, let's see. Driving cars, various sound effects. Cars. This is a really good. Sound dogs is good. Cars, Mustang. I need the interior of a car. Sounds like it's inside of a fucking garage. Tires, cars, exterior, start and away. I need interior, idle and away. Shit. What are these tires? What are these, man, tires? Cobblestone. Tires on cobblestone? Oh, please. Sounds lame. Interior, there's something here. Nope. Nope. No. I want this motherfucker from the inside of the... All I want is just to hear the closest we came was that one. I like that one that was. It was like a Corvette or something. Individual. Steady driving through Holland Tunnel. Cars, Toyota Celica interior on board. Start, long idle. No, don't want any of that shit. Cars, start, idle, medium. Parking lot maneuvering. Start, idle right away. What's this? This sounds kind of cartoony. What the fuck is that? That's ridiculous. It's a cartoon. Shit. What kind of car are you driving there, Bobby? Because that is scaring the fuck out of me, man. What are you driving, girl? What the fuck? You know, I don't know, man. I'm not down with it. I don't like the fucking goofy ass. I need like reality, yeah, man. I want reality on this here podcast I'm doing, you know. What do we got, man? What is this? Hello. What are you doing? Where are you going? Bye, bye. What the fuck was that? All right. Look, so car. Yeah, synthesizer. It's all synthesizer. Don't want that, man. Wow. Interior sound effects. Car interior sounds. Race car sounds. Car interior sounds. Volkswagen. Any length. Best results. Seconds to a minute. Car driving interior. What about car racing interior? That's too long. 20 seconds to a minute. 5 seconds to 20 seconds. It's still only 3. Door open, close. Car seat squeaks. Car... car racing interior. Let's see what we get. BMW short racing, short run, medium speed. How long is this motherfucker? Huh? Most relevant. Let's see. Most recent. Longest duration. Okay. Let me check this out. Jaguar. This shit sounds... No, man, I don't want to. Startup maneuvering, multiple runs. Okay, here. Formula 2 Jaguar. Fuck. This is good. Try that again, man. Okay. Hey. Start again, man. Tom, good shit, dude. Try this again. I don't know which one it was. I think it's... Okay. Try another one here. It sucks. I want that motherfucker to go fast. Very high revving, high speed rate. Here we go. Come on, man. Okay, perfect. So now we'll go over to Audacity. Now I'm going to have to stop Audacity, which means that I got to, you know, double track my... What happened to... what the fuck is up with this, man? Woo! Ugly, man. No good. That's no good. All of a sudden, shit went weird. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. All right. What I got to do here is I got to go and I had to stop the Audacity to lift this and put it into another place for me to fuck with it. Is this it? I think it is. Copy. And then do that. And then do this. Oh. I still got to... okay, never mind. Hold on. Got one other thing before I can... Fuck. We have to, you know... I know I'm saying this, but we have millions of other things we got to do. But we have to really... Okay. All right, cool. We got to get it so we can record while we're recording on one. We can do some recording on the other because we have obviously the capability to put as many Audacity programs in motion at one time. So we need to be able to be recording on one and recording a completely separate thing on another. We can't have one or the other. That's just not... See, this is the thing, man. I mean, it's like... yeah, I understand about Pro Tools and all these other magnificent additives, you know, but I'm talking about recording shit on the run here, Jack. All right, now watch that. Dig this. Try another one here. What is this, man? It sucks. I want that motherfucker to go fast. Very high revving, high speed rate. Here we go. Come on, man. This is it right here. Oh, you fucking whore. No, no, no. God damn it. Almost fucking... Almost goddamn erased it. Whore. All right, now, mind me, I'm just... Wait a minute, man. I gotta... I want to record this goddamn thing. Ow! Fuck. Okay, I guess I'm gonna have to just do this. I'm just going to do, I know what I'm going to do. Export. Ow. Car. Racing. Interior. God damn it. All right. Now. Okay. There, that's done, bitch.
Okay, bitch.
And this motherfucker. Okay, we can resume recording here. All right. All right. Well, you know, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I've got the car racing. There it is. Interior. All right. Now what I'll do is I'll lay that on the, lay that into this machine here. Let me close it out. Close the program out. Go over here to, right side, audio. Because that's where I'm putting everything these days. I don't give a shit. You know, that's where all the good shit is. And, okay, that's that. Now, close that motherfucker out, and we're set to go. The only problem is, I got to get just like boing, 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 boing. Okay, now. Yeah, you know, it's fine. It'll work. You probably ask yourself, what is Phil talking about? It's just I want it to be EQ'd so it sounds like it's coming over a phone. That's all. And, you know, whether it does or not, I don't know. What is this Bieber shit? Fuck. What is this?
Remember earlier today.
Get out of here with that motherfucker. Why is that shit still in the file here? Fucking little prick. Jesus. Remember there was a guy who just wanted you to fucking hate his guts. It's that motherfucker. Yeah, I think the guy's a pretty decent singer, all other shit combined, but the way he talks to people, especially that attorney who was trying to depose him, he obviously was given advice to, you know, act like a little cunt, but I don't like it, man. I don't like it at all. All right.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie.
Oh! Ow!
Oh, what a gal. There's none gal. So classy like that fair lassie.
And the tits and the ass.
Goodness me, what a chassis. We went riding, but she didn't balk. Home from Yonkers, I'm the one who
Yonkers.
Had to walk. If you knew Susie
Yonkers.
Like I know Susie. Oh, what a gal.
Jesus. Poor man. I say poor man, I shouldn't say that, but he just struck me as like, you know, he was a widower and he knew the and he got on their show and, you know, I don't know. What do I know? I don't know what I'm talking about. Shut up, Phil. I'm always feeling sorry for people, you know. Bob Meat. Look at this.
Oh, here comes the head. Here comes the head.
This is when the guy got a blowjob, I think, you know?
Whoa, here comes the head. Here comes the head. Watch it.
That proves that men do not like blowjobs.
The worker management interface sessions that you sponsor, tell me about the...
Go fuck a duck. I gotta get my shit together here, man. We're out of here, you know? What time is it here, Audacity? God damn it. Okay, cool. All right, so we're going to do that. Doodle-doo, doodle-doo, doodle-doo. Then we just did racing. Stock car. See, I got the exterior of stock cars, but that's not good. And here's Steve. Oh! Race car, Harry. No. There we go. Yeah. All right, so we're going to get sound effects for, what's his ass? Harvey Weinman. Eyewitness News. Steve screams. Testing, 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 testing. Car racing interior. Then I want another interior of car, which would be just like regular driving. So I think, and I know which one I'm going to use already. I already know.
Well, what do you?
No. I know already. Okay. Yeah, it's this one here. There's only one fucking problem, man. It's not EQ'd. God damn it. All right. We got 9 minutes again. Let me see something here. So where's the thing at, man? Here we cool. Here's what we do with that. That now becomes our sound effect. So now what we're going to do is just shit can all that and start all over again here with Audacity because, frankly, I don't want to be, you know, fucking with it. So we'll just have to strip the pre-show out of the, we're going to strip the pre-show out of the audio, video track. All right, that's done. Now let me go and get it. We replaced it, so this should be it. Yeah, okay, good. What I'll do is go over it here and get that motherfucker ready to rock. It's right side. Yeah, right side audio. Okay. And yeah, where is it? Right here? Yeah. Boink. Copy, replace. All right, cool. That's that, Jack. That's that. All right, so what have we essentially done? We've wasted a fucking load of time. We haven't wasted any time, but we've had to really go through some production there for the... for the thing, man. So I think we got about 10 minutes left in the pre-show. Yeah. Let me see here, man. Show open. All right, sweet. How's everybody doing, huh? Everyone all right today? What's up with this fucking camera, man? I am not digging it at all. I'm not digging how shit's looking, man. You dig? It looks fucked. I think, what's the term? What is the thing?
It looks fucked?
Yeah. It looks fucked. Sorry. All right. I'm a police officer. Watching a really shitty movie called Super Cops. Sucks. It's like Sidney Lumet light, you know? All right. All right, so we did that. Now, what we're going to do, go to news. And, if you knew Susie like I knew Susie. Oh, what a bitch. Oh, God, this woman, you know. Let's see. Several major retailers banned sailing. All right. Growing number of retailers are holding sales Confederate flag. Maybe this is a Harvey story here. I don't like that at all, motherfuckers. Where the fuck is accessories, man? Let's see. Prison workers smuggled tools and hamburger meat to help prisoners escape. Jesus Christ. This fucking... I think we need to do a Jay Santos. Yeah, no question about it. And they saw these guys. So one of the guys on the BSP chat said, you should have it so that... Jay Santos's guys were playing grab ass and they were spotted, you know, in the area. This worker, this Joyce Mitchell, what the fuck is her story, man? Just another person taken in by a fucking psychopath. Another person taken in by a psychopath. Because that's what those motherfuckers do, man. This goddamn world, I mean, without people like this, the world would be 50%, if not 70% better place to live in. They are absolutely You can't tell, man. Swear to God, you don't know. Are you an expert, Phil? No, I'm not an expert. But you don't have to be a fucking expert. You do a little bit of reading about these guys, and your eyes are open 1,000,000%. As soon as you can get it into your head, and I'm not saying you. I mean, I'm not saying that anybody watching or listening to this is deficient. I'm just saying me, you know, us, we, one. As soon as one can get it into one's head that there are such people in this world that have the ability to lie like you would never fucking believe. And when you hear somebody say, I've known this guy my whole life, he would never do anything like that, you're listening to someone who could very well be the victim of a psychopath without any fucking question. I mean, look at the kids that were defending their mother. My mother would never do anything like this. Well, you didn't know your fucking mother, did you? Those young people who were the kids of that prison worker, get this fucking thing out of my face, man. What is this? Okay, this is the Confederate flag. This is the Confederate flag, motherfucker. I want this. I don't want this. Okay? I want this. That's pretty fucked up. It had me double posting shit. Yeah, okay, cool. I think Jay ought to come on and talk about how stupid this woman is, and it turns out that they were playing grab ass and completely missed, you know, what was happening. Because they were playing grab ass. All right, let me check and see what we got going on here, man. Yeah, we got 2 more minutes of this shit. 2 more minutes of this hell. I'm kidding. The prison worker charged with helping 2 convicted murderers escape from a maximum security prison in New York admitted to smuggling hacksaw blades and other tools and hamburger meat. You know, this is as much the failing of the New York State prison system as I've never in my fucking life could have imagined this. I'm not saying it's an impossible thing to have happened because I don't know shit about prisons. Do you? I've stayed the fuck out of them. Thank Christ. But beyond that, I have made the wrong assumption that there are people that know what the fuck they're doing running them, man. Obviously, they fucking don't. A psychopathic torture killer and the motherfucker's put on an honor program? And the guy has access to this, that, and something else because he's been a good little boy? Do you have professionals running your prison system there, what is your name, Governor Cuomo? With all due respect, sir, you know. Do you have professionals? What do you do? Do you go into the colleges and you find some touchy-feely motherfucker who thinks that these guys just need a fucking person? These people love to have somebody's shoulder to cry on. They love to find some soft touch. There's some people, obviously, in prison who can use that kind of help. I'm not questioning that at all. But the psychopath, the guy who sees everybody as prey, that's what we're talking about. When he hones in on you, he don't give a fuck about you. You're prey. People don't understand that human beings like this exist. They don't. They don't. And I'm telling you, they do. And there's only one. Now, some of them, I am told from the reading I've done, people grow out of it. They somehow absorb the ability to feel as they go through life. All right. Then there is, you know, the school of thought that they don't. And that they just always... Then there's the sadistic psychopath. And there's all different kinds. But one thing is for sure, folks. When a psychopath is arrested and he is put in prison for murder, especially a sadistic psychopath like this guy, Matt, you know, you're better off pulling a switch on the guy. I'm telling you right now. These people that are against the death penalty don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. These motherfuckers cannot be rehabilitated. And they do what this guy just did. He busted out. Let me ask you a question. Do you think between the time that cat busted out and today that they've taken any hostages, that they have threatened or tortured or possibly, done some bad things to people? I think it's a pretty good, guess. And I think it'll be a very, very good guess, a very good bet, that between now and the time that these motherfuckers are caught, or if they're never caught, and they go to their fucking graves having never been caught, that they will kill somebody else, and they will do it in a sadistic manner. Thank you very much, New York State. Thank you very much, people who... This guy says, you know, they took him to the hospital. They made him well so that he'd be ready for the executioner. It's sick. No, it isn't sick. No, no. It's the state saying, we have sentenced you to death. You will go to the execution on this date at this time. Because this is the will of the people. Psychopaths are used to getting everything their fucking way. So that's sick. A psychopath would love to be able to call the time and the place of his own death, to go ahead and take the pistol. These people kill themselves. That's why this fucking kid that they caught, I don't think he's psychopathic so much as he's fucking psychotic. Something really fucking wrong with that kid, obviously. But a psychopath is going to go ahead and do that. You know, does all the damage that he wants to do, and then bam. When he sees the man closing in on him, blows his fucking brains out. That is the ultimate act of control. That's the ultimate act of fuck you. So if you think that this bullshit, you hear these people say, he was a coward, he couldn't face the... Yeah, it goes in one ear and out the other. What that guy really has done is he said to the authorities, I called the fucking shots to the bitter end. I'm the man here. I was the one who decided when I was going to die, and then I'll leave you motherfuckers with this mess to clean up. You can figure out why. You can stumble along and do all your stupid, silly shit. You can pick up the bodies. You can bury the dead. You can clean up the blood. I'm the guy who called the shots on this one, and in the end, you never caught me. I then decided when I was going to die and who was going to do the killing. And that's what he's saying. That's what a psychopath is saying. When you catch a guy like that and you put him in prison, all he's doing is looking for another fucking way to control people. He'll do it till the day he fucking dies. He plays fucking games on the outside. He goes inside. He plays the fucking games in prison. He finds somebody he can manipulate. They found this chick, lonely woman, wants some guy to fuck her good. Got a fucking psychopath. Those guys can fuck day and night, morning, noon, and night, because they got no feelings, man. They don't give a shit about the women they fuck. They're just fucking pieces of meat to make themselves feel better, to get something, to control something, to manipulate somebody and have them do their bidding, and all they got to do is fuck her real sweet. And these chicks, excuse my French, you know, I don't mean to be belittling, but a lot of these women, a lot of these men, they don't know what the fuck hit them, man. Just like this woman. She's in fucking jail for the next God knows how many years. She's gone, man. She's gone from her loved ones. She's gone from her fucking life. She is gone from her world because this motherfucker played her ass big time. All right. Having said all of that, let's get our shit together and let's do this, huh? Let's do this. Excuse me. What I am looking for is, here we go, pre-roll. Got it. And we are ready to go, and we go.